This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Every time I say something a little bit negative or self-critical, like I'm not very good at drawing, for example, my little six-year-old pipes up with, "Mummy, that's a fixed mindset, not a growth mindset." It's a concept that she's learned from her teacher, but it's one that I'm hearing more and more in every facet of life, education, the creative arts, in the workplace, and even in relationships. So could a fixed mindset be holding you back in life? And if it is, what can you do about it? Colette Smart is an adolescent psychologist. She's with us now. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning. I'm so impressed with your daughter's teacher. That's just blown my mind. I mean, that's amazing that a six-year-old is already grasping that.
She really gets it. But not only that, she's teaching us and she's drawing attention to it. And it's been quite a funny thing. I even shared it at a writer's festival out on the weekend when we were talking about, you know, how you approach criticism. And I was like, I'm learning about this from my six-year-old. And honestly, it has made a really big difference to my way of thinking. So can you just explain firstly, Colette, what does it mean to have a fixed mindset?
So really, this concept actually comes out of 2 decades of research by a psychologist at Stanford. Her name's Carol Dweck. And really what it is, her whole concept is about changing some of the simplest things of our conscious and unconscious beliefs that really impact us profoundly every day. So a fixed mindset really just means that you believe that your character, your abilities, any qualities you have, even your intelligence is carved in stone. So they're unchangeable. You either have them or you don't. So people would think you're either smart or dumb. You're either talented at something like painting, music, or sport, or you're not. And we can't change them in any meaningful way. So people with a fixed mindset generally see anything like a risk or an effort as a potential giveaway for your inadequacy. So it's actually quite terrifying if you have a fixed mindset, because you think it's going to reveal something about how you come up short in life. And so you try to avoid failure at all costs. And then you feel like a bystander watching all the gifted people along from the sidelines. So that's a fixed mindset.
So what's a growth mindset? Like, how's it different and why is it important?
So growth mindset really then is based on the belief that your basic qualities are things that you can change through effort or cultivate through your effort. So someone with a growth mindset would believe your intelligence or your abilities are flexible. And when I say flexible, I mean you can change them through practice, through working hard. When there's a setback, you work through it. You welcome feedback, so you don't just see the smart or dumb narrative. You believe people are hardworking, and then their hard work, it comes through conscious choices to change their ability. So I should just add quickly that a growth mindset doesn't imply that everyone can be anything they want to be. So it's not the whole give every child a trophy because they can be whatever they like.
Mm.
It really recognizes that people differ in their abilities, but emphasizes that everyone can stretch themselves or change or grow whatever they have by effort. So it's really all around effort.
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, I remember spending so much of my childhood saying and believing, I'm not good at maths, I'm not good at maths, I'm not good at maths.
I was exactly the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, in the end, that was my best subject. I did really well in it because I had a teacher who helped me a lot. So,
wow.
Yeah.
There was your effort.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a big part of this is also how we deal with mistakes and criticism and sort of how we interpret that. So how can we consciously get better at learning from our mistakes and our failures?
So I think it's starting with knowing that a growth mindset can be learned. So it's finding new strategies to deal with your adversity. So one of the first things is change how you think as a start. So expect both success and failure in your life, and then start to see failure as opportunities to develop or improve your skills. And Carol Dweck says it's not overnight. You need to be conscious that it's going to take deliberate practice, and it's about learning. Then the second thing is change how you speak to yourself. Change your language. Be kind to yourself when you mess up. Brainstorm how you might change one thing and do it differently. And change how you define success. So it's not the end result. The effort is what makes you successful. And then thirdly, be open to feedback. So don't see criticism as something negative, particularly if it's kind criticism, and see it as something that can help you learn and improve and expand. So prioritize learning. And then the fourth thing is go slowly. So just do one thing at a time. Don't try to do too much at once.
Mm. And so what are some ways we can encourage this kind of growth mindset in our children, particularly if it hasn't been their default?
Yeah, so I think teaching children, so your illustration really illustrates my point that children can learn about the different mindsets. So teach your children about the different mindsets. Then secondly, emphasize for them effort over success and say things to them like, I love watching you play, rather than, oh, I'm so happy you won, or whatever it might be. Persist with difficult tasks. Encourage them to push through when it's hard. Help them set goals, because goals help with aiming on effort. And then help them to view their challenges as opportunities. So help them replace the word I'm failing to I'm learning. And then obviously the most obvious one for all of us is modeling. So model how you think about it, how you think about change. So like you said in the beginning, rather than saying, this is really hard for me, say, oh, I guess I can keep practicing and get better at this. Some things take darn hard work, and that's actually what makes it successful, is that we put in the effort and we're trying to do the best that we can.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Colette. That's very insightful and I think very useful advice for anyone who's particularly maybe plateaued in something that they're trying to do and wants to push through. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
That's Colette Smart. We've been talking about the benefits of nurturing a growth mindset in our kids, but also in ourselves.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.